I'm wondering if maybe the ground is flaky on the pinout on the back, or a solder joint broke loose, or I don't know, maybe if you're comfortable, pop the case off, make sure it's clean and not dusty or anything in there. Who knows, man? But yeah, it sounds like there's some kind of static charge that anytime it grounds out, it, or anytime it touches its own ground, it shorts out. So I don't know. Have you opened it up? Is there any loose wires? I don't know. That's so weird. Sean might know better. I mean, Sean probably will know better, but I think you're on the right track.
Oh, I did open it up last night and looked, and man, to the untrained eye, it looked okay. It was relatively clean. The fuse inside was good. The fuses in the power wires were good. I don't know. That was one of the things I was going to try to chat with, send some text to Sean today and see if, you know, if I stop by on Friday, if, you know, there was something, or if he knew that there was an obvious issue. It was ChatGPT definitely said that there's like, it is not common, but not unheard of, but it's typically the hand mic and not the, radio itself. So I don't know. It's really weird.
Okay. I'm back. I didn't hear what the radio's doing. I heard you're having a problem and I'm a little bit out of the loop.
Yeah, Sean, actually, I'll send you a video so it can probably explain it better than what I'm going to do right now. But on my 706 Mark IIG, it is, it keys up anytime, I would say anytime it grounds out with the hand mic. So if I touch my desk with the hand mic, which is a wood desk, or I touch myself or other weird nuances, it seems like it grounds out and it keys the mic. So I'm trying to figure out what it is. And Dakota, I sent Dakota the video yesterday and he couldn't figure it out either. We think it's something to do with static electricity.